Welcome to the My Money podcast, number 130 from helpmetosave.com. I'm Karen Bryan, the editor of the Help Me To Save website, where you find tips to help you save money, spend less, and enjoy life. In this edition of the My Money podcast, I'll discuss three recent articles from the Help Me To Save website. They are the United Trust Bank Tracker Bonds, Interest Rates on Savings Drop, and Higher Fares Since Virgin Took Over the East Coast Rail Line. So starting off with United Trust Bank Tracker Bonds. So I'll just begin by explaining what a tracker bond is as opposed to a fixed rate bond. If you tie your money up for a certain period, you usually get a higher rate of interest, and generally the longer you tie the money up for, the higher the rate of interest. When you go for a fixed rate savings account or bond, guarantees a rate for a certain period. Whereas a tracker bond, the interest rate that you receive tracks the Bank of England base rate. So if the base rate stays the same, the tracker bond rate stays the same. If the interest rate, Bank of England base rate goes up, the interest rate you receive goes up. If the Bank of England base rate goes down, then the interest rate received on the tracker bond goes down. Therefore, logically, the best time to be looking at buying a tracker bond is when you expect interest rates to increase. Now, you could say that had been any time over the last few years because interest rates have been very low in the UK. Forever, interest rates may go up soon, the next few months. Should have been happening maybe within the foreseeable future, but over the last few weeks, China growth down and oil price kept tumbling, which meant a rise in the Bank of England base rate was seemed to be pushed further and further into the future. So I wanted to put some money in a fixed rate account to get a better rate of interest. But when I compared what I could get in a fixed rate bond and a tracker bond, it seemed to me that I was better to go for a tracker bond. The United Trust Bank tracker bond, when I opened the account around a week ago, was paying a rate very similar for a 2-year and a 3-year tracker to what you could get in a fixed rate bond. As I'm assuming interest rates will go up at least a little bit in the next 2 or 3 years, I had a good look at the United Trust Bank 2-year and 3-year tracker. Now, at the time when I opened my account, the 3-year tracker was paying a rate of 2.6%, which was tracking at 2.1% above the Bank of England rate, which is 0.5. So I decided to go for that because I thought, well, I looked at fixed rate bonds, I was going to get about exactly the same amount in a 3-year fixed rate bond, and I thought chances are within the next 3 years interest rates will go up at least once or twice a little bit, 0.25, 0.5%, so I'll be better off than if I go for a fixed rate bond. However, with a tracker bond, you have to be aware there is the possibility that the Bank of England could reduce the base rate if there's some other big economic disaster shock. So you have to be aware of that. I decided to take that risk. So I was able to open the account online, verify my ID online, and then do a transfer. Now, because I've read all these stories about how sometimes if you get one digit wrong in either the sort code or the account number when you do online banking, and it can be quite difficult to get the money back if you send it to the wrong account, I initially just did a £10 transfer into my new United Trust Bank tracker bond and phoned up to check they'd received the money, and then transferred the bulk of it once I knew I had the details correct in the payment section on online banking. Now, this just illustrated that if you see a good rate and you judge it to be a good rate, you better grab it, because especially in fixed rate bonds, interest rates are just changing virtually every 2 or 3 days. And you want to make sure when you open something that they will honour the rate on the date you open the account rather than the date you transfer the money in, because you don't want to end up with a lower rate than what you anticipated. Because the day after I opened my United bank, Trust Bank tracker bond, the rate did fall, and the 3-year tracker bond now tracks at 1.9% above the Bank of England rate, giving a rate of 2.4%. So I just made it. And that did prompt me to notice that quite a few other rates of interest had fallen during the week. I noticed a couple of weeks ago that Tesco Bank were paying a Best Buy table-topping 1.7% on their 1-year fixed-rate cash ISA. That rate has now dropped back to 1.31%, but you can get 1.65, I think it's with Virgin Money and somebody else, 1.65, so it's only 0.1, but with interest rates quite low, you want to get as much interest as possible. And I also noticed that the rate of interest paid on the Nationwide Flexclusive ISA has dropped from 1.5 to 1.3%. Now, it's an account that's only open to people who have certain Nationwide bank accounts. If you've got a standard Flex Nationwide current account, you have to have paid in, I think, at least £750 for the previous 3 months, or if you hold a Nationwide Flex Direct or Flex Plus account, you're eligible for the Flex Exclusive ISA. But it's a joke, because at 1.5 it was looking a reasonable rate, but now that Nationwide have slashed the rate to 1.3%, I've seen an open to all cash ISA with another provider. So loyalty doesn't pay if you get 0.2% less on an exclusive product. So you really have to look around, compare rates, check what, because with some of these banks that offer the high rates, like the United Trust Bank, you might not be familiar with the name, but as long as they're covered by the Financial Services Compensation Scheme, then deposits within that financial group up to £75,000 will be guaranteed. But do check that they're covered by that when you go for a bank that you're not, is not a high street name. Now, I noticed that since Virgin took over the East Coast Rail Line, that fares seem to be an awful lot higher. Now, the line was run for at least a couple of years by the UK government, just called eastcoast.co.uk, and I often find £16.50 standard class advance tickets for the 9:10 or 10:10 train from Berwick-upon-Tweed to London King's Cross. With Virgin, the cheapest tickets I've seen for these train times that suit me is £30. Now, that is a lot more than £16.50. It's about 80% more, and that's the increase in less than a year. I believe that maybe if you get on the site the very day that the tickets are released, there may still be a few more cheaply, but I think that they've really reduced the number of cheaper price tickets on the East Coast line. But quite honestly, an increase of 80% in the ticket price at a time of virtually no inflation is a whopping increase. And it does seem bizarre, because around the time I was looking at Virgin train tickets from Berwick to London, I saw that Ryanair were doing I could buy a ticket on Ryanair from Edinburgh Airport to Mallorca in Spain for £25, less than it was going to cost to go on the train from Berwick to London. And it's really bizarre when you factor in that there's air passenger duty of £13 in that £25 ticket, so you're only actually paying £12 for a flight to fly from Edinburgh to the south of Spain, and yet the cheapest ticket I could find at not even, you know, peak time booking a couple of months in advance from Berwick to London was going to be £30. Anyway, that's the state of play. So occasionally Virgin do promotions, and you can, you know, if you get on the site the day that the sale is announced, they did have some £10 standard class tickets from Berwick-upon-Tweed to London, some £30 first class tickets, but you had to be quick to snap them up. Never usually anything below £30 for standard class. So that's the end of this edition of the My Money podcast. You can subscribe to my podcasts in iTunes. Also, if you come to the website at www.helpmetosave.com, you can read all our articles in full. So thanks very much for listening to this edition of the My Money Podcast from Help Me to Save, and do join me again soon. Goodbye.